true. He traveled there. Yes, yes, that's true.
When did he move? Do you know?
Yeah, on July 17th.
What's the primary purpose of his moving to Eritrea?
He is the leader of Patriotic Mbosawan Movement for Unity and Democracy. It is an organization, a movement that strives to bring about democratic order in Ethiopia. And he's a leader, and he's a chairman of that organization, and he went to fulfill his leadership role.
His group merged with the Ethiopian People's Patriotic Front. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
There are reports that he's going to organize both armed resistance against the government in Addis Ababa. Is that correct, too?
Well, we do have a kind of blended strategy to just challenge the government in Addis Ababa. We have been trying to stage civic disobedience. We tried the peaceful resistance, peaceful opposition in Ethiopia in 2000, you know, starting from 2005. Probably you know that the story starts from 2005 national election. And after that, the peaceful way, the peaceful means are already closed by the government of Ethiopia. And we are forced to consider all possible avenues, including civic disobedience and some stage that is armed resistance as well, a kind of blended strategy. But we are always open for possibilities of peaceful resolution. And we have been trying to, the movement itself emerged from the peaceful movement. But now we are forced to consider, this is not our choice, but there is no other feasible option to challenge the government in Addis Ababa.
So in other words, you're going to be blading peaceful resistance with non-peaceful resistance, as you say.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And then that is, we want to organize civic disobedience, that is, of the peaceful resistance, but it should be supported by non-peaceful resistance, like it has been done in South Africa for itself.
What does this move mean for the relationship between Ethiopia and Eritrea, since Mr. Negu will be based in Eritrea?
Well, nothing special will happen, that the relationship between the two countries was not friendly, as we know. The only thing is that Eritrea has provided us the possibility to organize our movement there, that is all. And I don't think that it will affect in any way the relationship. But it has been, the relationship was not good so far, and it will not make any difference, I think.
Officials in Addis Ababa have described your group as militarily weak, and that the move of Mr. Negu to Eritrea is a publicity stunt. What's your reaction to that?
Well, the government in Ethiopia says many things, and this is one of the many statements that the government has been providing. I don't think that this is in any way credible, and what the government in Ethiopia say cannot be taken as any credible statement, because they have been naming and they have been labeling us in whatever way they want, and this is simply one of the naming and labeling strategy.
You talk of combining, blending these methods. Do you have a fighting force?
Yes. There is a small group that has been taking training in Eritrea, and there is a movement developing that is, and it is developing day by day.